The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer and Eric is the host, but they named the show after the host, so you have no idea who I am, do you?
Well, do you?
Mommy, Papa, do you know who I am?
Mommy.
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey. Happy Super Bowl Monday.
I thought you said on Friday you weren't going to mention anything about the Super Bowl.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about it. I vowed
zip it
that on Monday today, the day after it happened, I'm not going to talk about it because everybody else is talking about it.
That's right.
So I'm going to say nothing.
Embargo.
Tomorrow, I will talk about it.
Okay.
That's just so you know what to expect.
Okay. Keep your powder dry now, folks.
Yeah.
Eric,
I want to say today is Monday. Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. We don't do it every Monday, but as many Mondays as we can, we like to have somebody tell a miracle story. And this started when I wrote my miracles book. I thought there were all these stories in the book that, you know, a lot of people don't know about the book or haven't read the book. I want to tell some of them on the air because they're crazy stories. They're amazing stories. And we got an email. A lot of the listeners to this show email us, and I, you know, if you want to know if I read every email, I read every single email. I may not be able to respond to it. Albin may not be able to respond to it, but believe me, we both read every email. And we got one recently from a guy named Bob Statton, who told us about Father Rick. I can't even remember his last name, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's Thomas or something. But the point is that this is like somebody that was a Jesuit and who gave his whole life, a Jesuit priest, to working with the poor in Juarez, New Mexico, and basically lived on the border in El Paso, but often would go to Juarez and work. And there's a garbage dump down there, and tons of people every single day, 7 days a week, work the dump looking for food, but also like raking through it to find valuables that they can sell. And I don't mean valuables like watches. I'm talking like paper and wood and like
some of the
like
basics,
really basic stuff. So incredible poverty. And in 1972, Father Rick was there with a group of people ministering to these poor people in Mexico, and they experienced the miracle. And Bob Statton calls it the miracle of the burritos. Now, that sounds funny, and it is funny, but the story is incredible. There's a video. You can go to if you just Google Christmas 1972 or the miracle of Christmas 1972, something like that. But I'll ask Bob when we get him on the air in a couple seconds. But real miracles happen, and people often doubt it, or they say they don't happen today. So I say over and over, I have experienced miracles. If you don't believe me, you have too.
Yeah, I have too.
Have you ever – anything you could share?
Maybe at some point. I don't want to get into it now. But
how about right now?
No, well, not. Would you want me to get into it right now?
I don't know.
Like right now? I thought you were going to talk about it like Hillsdale College.
But I mean, I'm curious because I've never asked you that.
No, I know you haven't. But it was during the spring thaw about 20 years ago. I was dumb enough to be not dumb enough to visit my friend, but I was dumb enough to visit him wearing my regular shoes from work and all this. And we're walking up through the woods and I start to slip off one of these overhangs, these cliffs, because I want to see how far of a drop it was. I'm not kidding. That's how stupid I was, right? So I start looking over the edge of the cliff, and my feet start to slip on the edge of this cliff. And so I start to fall forward. I reach up and grab onto the branch right above my head, okay? And it's full of ice, and my fingers slip off. And as I'm falling, I just say, "Save me, Jesus." That's all I say, and I blank out. And about 2-3 seconds later, I'm awake, and I'm hanging onto a tree that had fallen across the side of the cliff that had some branches broken off, and I was up and down both one side of my body. The entire one side of my body was bruises, and I didn't break anything, but had bruises everywhere. But I was alive, and it was just an amazing thing. I had blanked out, and when I woke up.
But are you saying that you do think it was a miracle because you would have?
I think I would have fallen to my death. I am not kidding. It was a 30 or 40 foot drop. It was. And my friend then went running all the way down the path, all the way down to the very bottom. And
he saw you
up.
Fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, well, I looked like a flying squirrel because I had my raincoat was open and it just flew out around me. He goes running all the way around and he starts climbing up the side of the hillside there and like kind of helps me off the, you know, because I'm clinging on for dear life. The fallen tree that was there, it was a dead tree with just the branches kind of broken off. It had been there for probably, you know, 5 years or something, and just there for me, just at that moment in my life.
And did you feel that when that happened, that this was a miracle?
Yeah, I thought it was, I basically thought it was a miracle. Because like I said, I was goner. I was frightened. It seemed I blanked out because I was so afraid. I'm falling forward. I just said, Jesus, save me. And that was, and the next thing I know, about 3 seconds later, because it took me probably about 2 seconds to fall, and then I came to.
Oh my gosh!
My friend was telling me how crazy it looked. Me like almost like looking like I was flying through the air.
How far down was this branch or this tree?
The branch looked like it was like about halfway down. So if it was like a tree that I don't know how tall the tree would have been, but it would have been that the top of it was probably maybe 10 foot from over the edge of the
right.
Yeah, and then
oh my
and
gosh,
it reached down to the bottom.
Oh my
and
gosh!
And afterwards, what I vaguely remember as I started, I vaguely remember seeing it. You know what I mean? Like it was one of those things in my peripheral vision or something before I blanked out. I vaguely remember having seen it there. So, you know, somehow my body had responded because it was off to the left of me. It wasn't even like I had to somehow move to get it. It wasn't just like stand right there in front of me.
I tell you, you hear so many stories. There's a few of these in my miracles book. The one, my friend Eva Meyer, who now lives up in Connecticut, her story is the freakiest in the book.
I think I remember this.
It is so
about
freaky.
About the bridge where she
yeah.
gets pulled. Oh, that
yeah,
one
it's
is.
Sort of similar to yours, but like yes, sheer similar. Lunacy.
Yeah.
But I know Eva, mm-hmm. so you can't say, well, is she nuts or is she? She's not. She's like totally rational. Yeah. But anyway, miracles happen. So when we come back,
yes,
we're going to be talking to Bob Statton about what happened in 1972 and about his subsequent experiences with Father Rick, who sounds like a holy man of God.
Mm-hmm.
I often talk about the Jesuits derisively, but there's so many of them that have given their lives to Jesus and are serving yeah. him. And I know that that is the case with Father Rick. And in hour two today, I think we're going to replay what
That's
we had
right.
last week, an interview on marriage.
That's right. Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber from the Marriage
right,
Week.
Right, because the beginning, this week, I guess Wednesday of
oh,
this
yeah,
week,
this,
the 7th,
That's right,
is the
7th.
Beginning of marriage, National Marriage Week,
mm-hmm,
right? Right, 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 right. Okay.
7 to 14.
And before we go to the miracle of the burritos, and by the way, Alvin, thank you, because I put you on the spot. You didn't know I was going to ask you that question. I appreciate that.
Because I was going to write it down, and I would, so I wouldn't. But, yeah, from the heart, that was, I'm telling you, it still moves me when I think about it, because I was just.
Well, you'd think it should move you, because,
Rescue squad actually had to come out and get me out of the ravine. That's another part of the story.
Are you kidding?
It was a huge thing. Yeah, they put because they didn't know if I had broken my back or anything like that. They put me on one of those boards, and there's about seven guys, and it was Dover Plains, New York. It was
what?
Where my friend was living at the time, and I was visiting him on the weekend. Yeah. Crazy stuff. He had to run all the way back into town, get the fire, and I heard the fire noises and all that.
But wait a minute. So he left you there and ran off to get – because why? You were so bruised?
Yeah. I couldn't get up and move. I was like just lying. I didn't know if I had broken anything. He didn't know. I can't just like, I'm going to get up and get going. Fortunately, I hadn't broken anything. I was able to – I recovered, et cetera. I just went to the hospital and bandaged up some wounds or something like that. And then I just took it easy for a couple of days. And
wow.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Know. All right. See, I am glad I asked you that. That's all right. So what have we forgotten to say before we go to our Miracle Monday story?
Hillsdale College.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Hillsdale no, we'll mention that at the end of the day today. But I do want to mention to people – please sign up for Metaxas Super because you know and I know the price is going to double at the end of this month. If you sign up this month, you get the price locked in for the whole year, $2.99 a month for the whole year. but you've got to sign up this month. If you don't sign up this month, then the price is $5.99 a month for the year. And obviously that's double. So we'll be right back, little Elton John, and we'll be back with Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show.
Find a school in town. Leave on lights is money. He makes a lot to say.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hurst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
For so long, I'd had that little hidden sin. It was a secret, and no one knew. So I'd convince myself it really wasn't hurting anyone, but what if my wife or kids found out? Harmless? It would have ruined me. The problem was, who could I talk to? I needed someone I could confide in, but this was so personal. Who could I trust?
He found someone to trust, and so can you. We're Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. All of our licensed and experienced counselors are qualified and certified by the state board, and many are trained in addiction counseling. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing, all from the comfort of your own home. Try it for the first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Have you plugged in a pessary to rid your home of rats, mice, and even aid in the control of cockroaches yet? If not, why not? Unlike ongoing expensive chemical treatments or those ultrasonic devices that require one or more per empty room, Plug-In Pest Free works along the wiring of your home where pests normally nest and breed, deep inside your walls, cupboards, basement and attic. About the size of a nightlight, Plug-In Pest Free is non-toxic, chemical-free and cost-effective, designed to last for years. With a model to suit every home size, Plug-In Pest Free has you covered. So what are you waiting for? Turn your home into a no-go zone. Plug in pest-free today and start driving those pests away. Log on to gopestfree.com, use promo code 20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code 20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget at gopestfree.com. Gopestfree.com today.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Down.
it, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, if you're watching this on video, if you had Metaxas Super, MetaxasSuper.com, you could see us boogieing down in the studio. Albin and I just having an incredible time, but you can't see it because, we'll be right back on that subject. But right now, folks, it's Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. And on Miracle Monday, we like to talk to someone who has a miracle story to share. Today, I am speaking to somebody who really does have an extraordinary story to share. His name is Bob Staton. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric.
I met you in Midland, Odessa last November, correct?
Yes, sir. Just briefly passing before you were to speak there at the Wagner Noel Center.
That is the flattest part of the world I have. If I lived there, I'd be a flat earther.
Hey, but we got a lot of pumping units to make it, you know, kind of interesting.
But you got tons of Earl down there below the ground. Well, I got an email from you, and I thought I want to talk to this gentleman, Bob Staton, because you sent me an extraordinary miracle story. And first of all, I'm always knocking the Jesuits because most of them, years ago, they were tremendous, but they've really gone south theologically and they tend to be a mess. But you said you wanted to let me know of a Jesuit named Father Rick Thomas, who really gave his whole life over to serving God near El Paso, Texas, and just really did God's work. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, just an amazing man of God, Catholic priest in the Jesuit order. And you told me about a miracle that happened in 1972 at a dump site in Juarez. It's just an incredible thing. And I just wanted you to tell me a little bit about Father Rick Thomas and a little bit about this crazy miracle story.
You bet. So I'm a member of First Baptist Church in Midland. It's a Southern Baptist church. And I serve on a benevolence committee, Eric. And about 15 years ago, one of my coworkers got a brochure from St. Anne's, which is a Catholic church here in Midland, saying that Father Rick Thomas was coming to speak about what was going on in Juarez, Mexico, especially his work with the poor. And this coworker of mine thought it would be a good idea for both of us to go hear him speak.
Yeah.
So we go to St. Anne's. There's a lot of folks from different Protestant denominations present, Lutherans, Church of Christ, Presbyterians, Methodists, and, of course, a lot of Catholic. And when I first saw Father Rick, I thought, my goodness, he's got a well-worn-looking Bible. I'm not sure what I was expecting, quite frankly, but, you know, I could tell he had used his Bible extensively, and he started quoting some scripture from Luke concerning having a banquet for the poor, the lame, the blind, and to invite those folks instead of your rich friends, and God's really going to bless that. So as he went through his little 10, 15-minute homily, became apparent that this had been a full-time vocation for him, at least I think it's since 1964 that he'd been in El Paso and ministering both in Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico.
And you're talking right now, he came to speak near you 15 years ago.
That's correct.
So he must have been pretty old at that point.
He was probably, let me think about that. He passed away in 2006. So what's that, about 2003. He was about 75,
okay,
or 72, somewhere in that realm. And he was about to say, you know, y'all are dismissed. And some folks that knew him very well from St. Anne said, you've got to tell everybody about this miracle of multiplication of food. And what I loved about him right off the bat is he said, that's yesterday's news. They don't want to hear that. They got other things to do today. And I went, wow. And obviously they prevailed, and he recounted the story of this multiplication of food that took place Christmas Day, 1972. And I'll try to be brief. His volunteer Catholic friends out at the Lord's Ranch, which is in a little town real near El Paso, it's called Vado, V-A-D-O, New Mexico, they would pray before going over every day to minister to the poor. And in this particular time period, they decided to really invoke that scripture in Luke Fortin said, we're going to go over and not just provide food. We're going to stay with the poor during the day. They were actually, as you might expect, the very poor are having to get a lot of their food from one of the many city dumps there in Juarez. And so the way Father Rick told it was they prayed as a group of 10 or 12 folks, and they went ahead and proceeded across the border from basically El Paso into Juarez, went to this dump site, and again, they were very familiar with a lot of people. They had prepared 125 burritos. They also had two hams and some fruit. And when they showed up, Father Rick said, my goodness, that's not 125 people. That's between 300 and 350. And so what he did, he was a very practical Jesuit priest. He said, this is what we're going to do. We've got this Tacoma pickup, and we're going to provide all the food out of it, but we're going to have to be careful about security because we have more people to serve than there is food allowed for it. So what he went ahead and prioritized were the first people to be served will be older women, widows preferably. Tied with that were pregnant young women. And he went all the way down to say number 15, as I recall, were teenage boys. In other words, they weren't going to get fed. There just wasn't going to be enough food by the time you went through all these different categories of who was going to get food and who wasn't.
Right.
So typical Father Rick, I mean, the typical because I only got to know him over the next few years, but he would go out and say, I need to meet all these new folks. And he went out and started meeting some people that he had not known before in the dump site. And I don't know how long it was, in a couple hours, there were a couple of teenage boys that came running up, and they were so excited, and they had slabs of ham in their palms. And they were offering it to Father Rick. And he said, uh-oh, we got a problem back at the pickup. And they said, no, there's plenty of food.
Well, yeah, obviously the teenagers are not going to get fed, and why are these teenagers
exactly.
And then you said there was only two hams. We had two hams at my wife and I had a Christmas party recently, and we had two hams. Two hams don't go very far.
They don't go very far at all.
And 125 burritos.
Yes, and 125 burritos. So Father Rick, I won't say panic, but he was concerned because of where he was in the dump site, he couldn't see the pickup. So he took off running as fast as he could, being 75, and came back and saw people raising their hands in the air, singing praises to Jesus.
Well, wait a minute. He wasn't 75 back then.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
This was Christmas 1972, right?
72.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
but so he runs over and he sees people doing what?
They're singing praises to God. And he's still not sure what's going on. But as he approaches the pickup truck, one of the volunteers is hacking away at those two hams. And one of his friends was up in the pickup watching all this as another volunteer was slicing thick pieces of ham. And both of them observed the same thing, which there's nothing changing about the size of the hams.
See, this sounds so crazy, but you're saying there are witnesses to this. And I know Father Rick, I watched the video. He's a very smart man. This is not, he's not some humble man of God. He's a humble man of God, but he's very smart. But you're telling me that they are watching this and that the ham does not diminish.
At all. And the other part that is, to me, mind-blowing, or it's hard to get your arms around it, is not only did they feed the 300 to 350, but all those folks, at least the parents, took bags of groceries back to the shack that they lived in there in the dump site. They had so much food left over, Eric, that when they left the dump site that evening, they went back to El Paso and fed two more orphanages.
We're going to be right back to continue this story. Folks, it's Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Bob Statton from the Midland, Odessa, Texas area. Stick around.
Every morning outside the restaurants, the music plays.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Bob Statton about a real miracle that took place Christmas 1972, literally on the morning, Christmas morning 1972 in Juarez, Mexico. Bob, you were just saying that, first of all, Father Rick Thomas, you said he was the godliest man you had ever met. What do you mean by that? What was he like when you knew him not too many years ago, 15 years ago?
Well, after hearing this miracle talked about there at St. Anne's Church in Midland, I decided just to give him a shout. And I called him, and he said, "You need to come visit." And I said, "Okay, is there anything I should bring?" He goes, "Bring friends. We're going to go to work in that dump site I'm telling you about." And I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yep." So my church was kind enough to loan a couple of buses, and we had folks from First Baptist and some Catholic churches and a Black Baptist church here, Greater Idea, that went down there along with a couple of Church of Christ members. And we were prepared to work, and in the process of doing some repair work on shacks for the people that lived in this dump site, I started to be able to get to know him better. And I can tell you that the first or second time we did this, I don't recall which one, but I was in a bus. It was very hot. It stunk to high heaven in that dump site. There were flies all over. And I had just come in to get a drink of water in the bus. He was sitting two or three rows behind where the driver is, and I could tell he was a little tired. And again, this would have been probably in the year 2003 or four. So he was, you know, in his early to mid-70s. He was like everybody else. He was working. He was blessing babies. That was one of his favorite things to do. He met everybody. It didn't matter what walk of life they came from. And I sat down next to him, and he says, "Let's talk about a few things." And I said, "Yes, sir." The next thing I know, he's taking a nap on my shoulder. He just literally was so tired from what he'd already done through the morning and afternoon that he fell asleep. And I just sensed the presence of God in a way I cannot explain, Eric, that it was very real. There was a peace there. In a lot of ways, I don't remember smelling anything else bad. And it just occurred to me that he is so sold out to Jesus that I've never come across anyone like that, male or female, in my life. And it's a wonderful, again, I'd say peaceful situation to be in when you recognize here's somebody that completely devoted his life from the time he was, I think, an early teenager to Jesus. And he came from a very wealthy background in Florida. And in fact, his dad was not real happy that he wanted to be a priest. And I should try to go quickly forward, but when he was a priest, he didn't see a lot of conversions in his early years, 20s and 30s. But a friend of his back east had come in contact with the charismatic renewal movement of Episcopals. And he was anointed with the Holy Spirit in a special way and called Father Rick, again, a younger man back then, and said, "You need to get involved in this." And he did. And he said, "I started seeing conversions as soon as the Holy Spirit came upon me, and then these miracles came, not because of me, but," and he always pointed to that, "this is about God. This isn't about Father Rick." And even better, not being much on Catholic history, he always wanted people to call him Rick. His true followers called him Father Rick, but he was always imploring folks from Midland when we met him to call him Rick. And it was just so wonderful to have a man of God that was so comfortable in his own genes, if you will.
Yeah. Well, he does sound extraordinary. And the story, now there's a video. People can go, if you Google Story of Christmas 1972.
Yes, sir.
All you have to do is Google Story of Christmas 1972. And I got that from your email, Bob, but it's amazing. And you could probably Google Father Rick Thomas. Father Rick Thomas, Story of Christmas, 1972. But there's a couple of videos where the whole story is told, and it's extraordinary. It's absolutely extraordinary. And there's other details of how the people work at the dump. I mean, they literally would live at the dump and work at the dump, digging through the trash that's dumped there every day, looking for food and looking for things that they could sell. Absolutely astounding that these people are living in those kinds of conditions, and that this man of God in the name of Jesus goes to minister to them, and that this miracle was documented. So many people are on the video describing it because they were there. This was not, sounds funny to say it's a multiplication of the burritos, but that's just what it was.
That's right. And I may want to add another cool part, another miracle that happened that's maybe not talked about as much as I think it should be, is a couple of weeks after this occurred, it took them a while to figure out this really occurred.
Okay, hang on a second. We're going to come back for another segment, folks, another segment with Bob Statton. It's Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen,
good.
I want to tell you about Relief
Please
Factor.
Do.
We get these testimonials in at relieffactor.com. Jenny from Texas writes, "I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car." It almost sounds like because she was taking Relief Factor. No, that's not true. She was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago. and she got to the place, this is amazing, where nothing she tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product, she says. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. Hooray. Cool. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor had something to do with it. I'm grateful Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. Beautiful addition to my natural therapies. Folks, you hear this over and over again. People have accidents. People have all these different things. Your life changes. Try Relief Factor. It works for me. I have aches and pains from running and stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. Quick Start Pack, $19.95. You'll know whether it works for you. If it works for you, it could change your life. I would check it out. I do check it out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Eric Metaxas show. I love Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. We're not talking about Tijuana. We're talking about Juarez, Mexico. And I'm talking to Bob Staton. Bob, you said that Father Rick Thomas, it took him a while to believe that the miracle happened. In other words, it wasn't real clear that day for sure this was a miracle. He was more confused by it.
That's correct. They were real good about, and still are, about accounting for foods that are distributed into the different sites they minister to there in Juarez. And when they went back and started reckoning, a couple of weeks later, they said something's not adding up. And then they all got together as a group and not only looked at the mathematical probabilities of something crazy happen, but then they started talking about the eyewitness part of it and realized this was a miracle. And, of course, that news had already spread throughout the dump site. People there were celebrating it that day. They'd seen it. And it just took a little longer for Father Rick and his group of volunteers to see the same thing. And of course, they were excited. And, you know, one of the things that came out of this, I know there's several things, obviously, but one of the cool things that came out of this is there was a group of women volunteers from the Lord's Ranches, which is where Father Rick lived, and they went over and started praying over some of the children in those dump sites that needed to learn how to read and write. So these were youngsters, and when they found out, they didn't even know what vowels or consonants were, and they should have by the age that they were at. And so they went, wow, you know, that has to be due to malnutrition, just no protein in their diets. So they prayed over these kids and kind of forgot about it. 2 weeks later, they go back, and they want to see how the kids are doing, and they go to this old beat-up car, and it's got all this dirt on the windshields and on the windows on the side, and there are words written, and they found out they came from these same kids that they had prayed over, and their brains had been restored to the ability to learn. And most of those kids today went on to not just high school, but into college.
I tell you, you know, the thing is, there are a lot of people that don't believe in miracles, or they're so skeptical. Because, look, let's face it, a lot of people tell a lot of stories. Not everything's true. But I have to say, I've experienced a number of miracles in my own life, genuine miracles. I mean, no one could talk me out of it because I know. And I'm pretty scrupulous. I even wrote a book about miracles. When I hear this story, you know, there's so many pieces to it. But you do hear that when people work with the poorest of the poor, you just see stuff that you tend not to see in your regular life. I mean, that there's all kinds of – that what the body of Christ is supposed to do, we're supposed to go out and spread the good news. And the good news is that Jesus is healing those who need healing, that he is feeding the hungry, that he is freeing the captives, that all of this stuff is ongoing, that when the kingdom of God spreads, it's not just in theory, it actually happens, and you see this kind of stuff. But when I heard the details in the video that you sent me, the story of Christmas 1972, it's almost funny because it's just normal people telling you this bizarre stuff. I mean, one of the things that we haven't talked about, we just got a couple minutes here, but the idea that there were these two gangs, kind of gangs or unions at the dump, and that, you know, that he's kind of stuck. They've got 125 burritos. Do we give it to this group or to this group? And they had to mediate and whatever because they didn't have enough. And all these kind of details of life. And then to have this crazy thing happen where 125 burritos and two hams feed the multitudes, and then everybody's bringing food home. They can barely carry it home. I mean, it's right out of the Bible, but it happened in 1972. These things are happening. They can happen.
Yes, sir. And, you know, when we say Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and he's going to be the same tomorrow, we need to remember that when it comes to these kind of occurrences. Nothing has stopped. In fact, he gave us the Holy Spirit, and, you know, said, you guys are going to do cool things with this Holy Comforter. I got to depart, but you still have the Holy Spirit. And Father Rick literally took that to heart. And that is a Holy Spirit-filled group of folks out there. And it's just been wonderful to know them through all the years.
And does that organization still exist?
Oh, yeah. They go over 6 days a week to minister to the poor. And I don't want to sound too religious here, but I could talk to you about other miracles for hours, if not more than hours, about what's happened since he's died. It's quite astounding. And there's actually a book being written a biography of Father Rick Thomas as we're speaking. I'm not sure when it's going to be published, but I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Wow. I didn't realize that you had continued working with them and staying in touch. What's the name of the organization, or is there an online presence for them?
Yes. It's Our Lady's Youth Center. That's the main group.
Say it again.
Our Lady's Youth Center.
Our Lady's Youth Center.
And it's in El Paso.
In El Paso.
And they've got just some wonderful folks that have been there probably 40 and 50 years now. So many have met Father Rick when they were teenagers on retreats, on spiritual retreats, and just said, this is it. This is what I want to do the rest of my life, and they're still there. I've invited several of them to weddings of my children, and we stay in contact and still do some things within our churches here in Midland with Our Lady's Youth Center.
Well, Bob, it's just been a joy to speak with you, and I'm just so grateful for your email. Thank you so much for sending that to me. I wouldn't know anything about this if you hadn't taken the trouble to email us, so thank you.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you for all the books you're writing. I'm into Wilberforce right now.
Oh, praise God. That's a story of an amazing man. Thank you so much, Bob. I'd love to have you back to talk about more miracle stories. Father, check out the video of Father Rick Thomas, folks. Christmas morning 1972. Christmas morning 1972. You just put it into Google, come up, Father Rick Thomas. It's Miracle Monday. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
Most Americans watched the big game yesterday. Today, a lot of workplace cubicles will be vacant, and Mucinex is giving a nod to this quote-unquote sick day trend. Hashtag Super Sick Monday. According to a new survey commissioned by Mucinex, in conjunction with the Workforce Institute at Kronos Incorporated, up to 14 million employed Americans could call in sick today in what has historically been the biggest quote-unquote sick day of the year. According to the poll, more than 25% of employed Americans would use or have heard someone use fever as an excuse for not coming to work, while more than 10% would use sore throat or headache, respectively. Nearly 20% have called out before, making them repeat offenders this year. But a quarter of us say we should just declare Monday after the big game a national holiday. Whether you went into work today or called out, you can learn more at SupersickMonday.com. And join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SuperSickMonday.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone, but you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the boom. I just gotta get a message to you.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Today's Miracle Monday.
It is. Why am I hungry for Mexican
for Mexican food? I think it's because we've heard we heard Bob Stetton talking about burritos for the last hour.
Yep.
Okay. Couple things. First of all, I didn't mention it. This hour, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. You can get a free subscription to Imprimis, which is put out by Hillsdale College. Every month, they send it out to 3.7 million subscribers for free because they've got some great endowment or something, and this is just something they wanted. They want to spread good news, And so this is free every month. I get it every month. You get it, don't you?
I get it. And my parents-in-law have gotten it for years, too. It's brilliant. It's wonderful reading.
And it's literally free.
It is literally
Yeah, it's good. It's
free.
Great stuff. So go to metaxasforhillsdale.com, and you can get it there. And if you haven't signed up for Metaxas Super, please do that before the end of the month. Otherwise, the price doubles. Oh, Alvin, I have an announcement to make.
Okay, what is it?
An actual announcement.
What is it?
You know, I have mentioned a few times that I had this crazy idea to write a children's book.
Yes.
Called Donald Drains the Swamp.
I've heard about it from you.
I did it.
You did it?
I did it with Tim Ragland. Tim Ragland is my illustrator friend.
Yeah.
Who illustrated Uncle Muggsy, and Yankee Doodle Muggsy and the Birthday ABC. We've done three books together. And I had this idea to do something. It's really like a parody of a children's book because it's kind of – I think adults will like it as much as kids or maybe more. But it's called Donald Drains the Swamp. Donald is a caveman.
Right. That sounds
and
very,
it, right, doesn't it right sound there, right up there? He's a caveman,
sounds,
right?
Right?
So he's a
that
caveman.
Sounds about it. Yeah,
and but it's a caveman world. Everybody,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
There's cavemen and cavewomen. It's a yeah. But he's a builder. He builds caves. And there's a king who lives in the middle of the swamp. And the king who lives in the middle of the swamp is out of touch with the people.
Oh.
They can't complain to him, or he doesn't listen to their concerns. He's so out of touch that they go to Donald to complain and say, can you help us talk to the king? Like, he's not listening to us. He lives in the middle of the swamp.
Yeah.
And Donald goes to the swamp, and he talks to some of the swamp creatures. One of them is called a Lobbiosaurus.
Oh.
Anyway, he realizes it's bad. The swamp creatures only talk to the other swamp creatures, and the king only talks to the swamp creatures. And so he figures, we're going to have to get drastic.
Yeah.
We're going to have to drain the swamp. And everybody's like, you can't do that. That's divisive. People get angry. The swamp people get angry. And he says, well, you're angry, aren't you? Well, you know, maybe it's their turn. I mean, we've got to do something. So he says he's going to dig the biggest, best trench you've ever seen.
Okay.
And guess who he's going to get to pay for it? Just kidding. But anyway, he's going to – and so it's a long story, but it's really – it's very funny. It's very sweet.
Yes.
It's actually very sweet.
And the kids will enjoy the politics, and the parents will like the pretty pictures.
The illustrations, right?
Yeah.
No, it's actually sweet. It's not mean or anything like that.
No,
but it's really cute. And we just signed the contract with Regnery. And
excellent.
You can't pre-order it. Nobody knows about it except the people listening to my voice right now. I said, I'm so excited that this is a real thing. It's very funny. It's very funny. Donald Drains the Swamp. Anyway, we're out of time. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And tomorrow, I'm willing to talk about the Super Bowl, if necessary.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.